Once upon a time, in the days when animals could talk, there met one evening by a well a lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle. They spoke of this and that, but soon they began to argue. It was the lion who started it. "God made lions the greatest animals in the world," he said. "We've got power of paw and strength of jaw, and when we roar, the whole earth shakes. What's more, we are bold, we lions, bolder than any other. I say that we lions are the greatest." And he looked round at the others and breathed on his claws as though daring anyone to argue. The ox swished her tail and waggled her ears and shook her horns. "Not the greatest," she said. "I'll grant that you lions have a sort of raw power, wild and untamed, but you can't keep it up, you know. God gave oxen far more steady strength. They can pull a plough long and steady furrows from one end of the field to the other, breaking up ground for crops and harvest. And when harvest comes, it's teams of oxen that pull the carts of harvest home. Harnessed strength is the greatest." And she licked her flank complacently, as one who felt she'd had the last word. The eagle snapped its beak and ruffled its feathers and scratched an itch with its claw. "You're earthbound," it said with a note of triumph. "You can't fly, any of you. We can hang in the wind and soar far and wide and swoop with a speed faster than the eye can follow. God has given us eagles power in our talons to catch prey and carry it off, away up to the heights. That's real greatness, if you ask me." And it shrugged its wings in a superior manner and began to preen its feathers. They all expected the man to speak, but he seemed in no hurry. So after a bit, they turned to him and said, "Aren't you going to say something? Who do you think is the greatest?" And exchanging glances with each other, they added, "It certainly isn't you. You have far less strength than any of us, wild or tame, and you can't fly at all." "Fly," said the man, smiling at the eagle perched on the edge of the well. "Of course, my friend, you can fly wonderfully well. But God has given people the power to fly without moving. Faster and further than you can soar, we can reach in our minds, for we can imagine." He turned to the ox and affectionately patted her neck. "And you, why, you oxen are everything you say. But let me ask you this. The plough that you pull so steadily and so well, the yoke that lets you work so strongly in a team, and the cart that you so usefully bring home the harvest with, who made all these things, beloved ox? And the ploughing that leads to harvest, who looks ahead and plans all that? God has given to humankind that kind of strength." "And my lord lion," he said to the great beast standing on the other side of the well, "God has given to us humans a strength that is bolder and wilder even than yours, for we can pray. We have boldness to pray in the very presence of the holy God himself. And as for power, when we pray with God, he answers our prayers with all his mighty power." But people were also kind and cared about all the other creatures in those days, and so he said, "But it's thirsty work, all this talking," and he drew up buckets of fresh, cool water for them all from his well.